In this bulletin, the Minister for Indigenous Australians says now's the time to act in establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament. COVID cases in aged care expected to keep rising, and Fremantle veteran David Mundy announces his retirement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament will not be rushed, but says now is the time to act. Ms. Burney says it's a simple proposition, a question from the heart.
A voice to the Parliament is about both symbolism and practical outcomes. Mm-hmm. Practical outcomes like education, health, housing and family violence. Right. Because a voice to the Parliament will mean that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders will be consulted and heard on policies that affect them. Practical outcomes that will make a real difference to people's lives.
Anthony Albanese has played down the results of a poll showing his approval rating is the highest ever recorded for a new Prime Minister. The news poll shows Mr. Albanese's voter satisfaction rating is 61%, the best result for a newly elected leader since the measure began in 1985. He's also ahead in the preferred Prime Minister stakes at 59%, versus 25% for Peter Dutton. But in an interview with Adelaide radio station 5AA, the Prime Minister has said it's all a matter of perspective.
Polls will go up and down. I'm just doing the job that I was elected to do. And I'm obviously, when you get some positive feedback, that's good.
Yep.
But it won't always be. So I'm very conscious about that. But I believe people are responding to the positive agenda that the new government is setting.
The number of COVID-19 cases in residential aged care is expected to keep increasing for the next few weeks, but aged care providers say they're better prepared to deal with outbreaks. Aged and Community Care Providers Association spokesman Paul Sadler says providers are in a better position to address this latest Omicron wave thanks to antivirals access, more personal protective equipment and improved vaccination coverage. 79% of aged care residents have now received their fourth vaccination dose, with Aged Care Minister Annika Wells saying she wants to see that reach 100%. Mr. Sadler says that kind of coverage will not be possible.
There will be a small group of residents for whom vaccination is not appropriate. These may be people right at the end of their life or who have other health conditions that say that they shouldn't get a vaccination. So you'll never get to 100%.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says he had to take action in sacking his former small business and fair trading minister, Eleni Patsinos. Ms. Patsinos is facing allegations of bullying following media reports she called staff members retarded and stupid. The Premier says it was a tough decision to make, but the right decision.
I note that Ms. Patsinos denies the allegations. She denies the allegations that were in the newspaper, and I accept that. But based on the inquiries that I made over the course of yesterday, I formed the view that her position was not tenable.
The Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition have paid tribute to the late Archie Roach. Anthony Albanese says Archie did not shy away from either pain or sadness, but neither did he from love.
He was an elder, a storyteller. He was a source of wisdom, compassion, encouragement, generosity, and forgiveness. The circumstances of Archie's life may have been tough, but they never, ever hardened his indomitable spirit. And above all, that shone through to us in the music. He sang to us with love and patience, but he also sang with a humility that was as powerful as his talent. Indeed, he never asked anything of us, just to open our ears.
Peter Dutton says through music, Archie was able to forgive and heal.
Forcibly removed from his family at the age of two, raised in foster homes, learning of the death of his biological mother and father via letter, Living rough on the streets, battling alcoholism and doing prison time, Archie Roach had every right to be resentful and vindictive given the hardships of his early life. Yet in his autobiography he wrote, and I quote, "People ask me if I ever get sick of singing my song, Took the Children Away. I tell them it's my healing song. Through songs, I've been able to deal with the pain and trauma in a positive way."
In sport, Fremantle veteran David Mundy is announcing his retirement from the Fremantle Dockers. The AFL great says he'll retire at the end of the season. Just last month, the 37-year-old says he would keep playing until they kick me out. As anticipation for him to reach his 400th game milestone grew, the surprise decision will see an end to Mundy's 19-season career. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.